Light of the Bhagavat, verse 41. In the clear sky of autumn, the beautiful moon among the beautiful stars becomes the cynosure, or that which strongly attracts the attention and admiration of all eyes. Just as Lord Sri Krishna is the central attraction in the Vrishni dynasty or in the family of Yadu. The personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, appeared in the family of Yadu, and since then the Yadu dynasty has been luminous like the moon in autumn. The appearance and disappearance of Krishna are similar to the appearance and disappearance of the sun. The sun is first seen on the eastern horizon, but that does not mean that the sun is born from that side, for the sun is fixed in its own orbit, and it neither rises nor sets. But because we first see it on the eastern horizon, then we may say that the sun rises on that side. Similarly, the appearance of Godhead in some particular family does not mean that God is limited by obligations to that family. God is fully independent and may appear and disappear anywhere and everywhere because God is all-pervading. Less intelligent persons cannot accommodate the appearance and disappearance of Krishna as an incarnation. But there is no sound reasoning to support such unbelievers. Since God is all-pervading, like the power of electricity, God can manifest Himself at any place within His creation. When He is within, we cannot see Him. But when He is without, He is seen by everyone, although very few know Him as He is. Everyone sees the sun every day, but that does not mean that everyone knows what the sun actually is. Similarly, when Lord Sri Krishna was present 5,000 years ago, very few could know what He was. Anyone who comes to know Krishna as He is becomes liberated at once. And while leaving this present body, such a knower goes back to Godhead, never to return to this universe of manifold miseries. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna confirms this as follows. Janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tatvata Chakvadehang punar janma naiti mam eti sorjuna. My birth and activities are all transcendental, and one who knows them in reality will not be conditioned by another material body, but will come back to my abode where there is no birth and death. But there are foolish persons who take Krishna to be an ordinary man, not knowing the essence of Krishna's transcendental features. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna affirms this. Avajananti mang mudha manushing tanum ashritam parang bhavam ajananto mama bhuta maheshwaram. Fools deride me when I descend in the human form, for they do not know my transcendental nature and my supreme dominion over all that be. Sri Gauranga Gunanuvarnana Vidhau Sraddha Samridhyanvito. Sri Gauranga Gunanuvarnana Vidhau Sraddha Samridhyanvito. Papo tapa nikrintanau tanubritang
Govinda Ganamrita Papotapani Krintana Tanubrita Govinda Ganamrita Anandam Buddhi Vardhanaika Nipanao Kaivalya Nistarakao Anandam Buddhi Vardhanaika Nipanao Kaivalya Nistarakao Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuyago Sri Jiva Gopalako Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuyago Sri Jiva Gopalako